Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. It is that time of day. It's time for Lightning Bets on a Friday morning, heading into week two of the NFL season. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth, BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook, right here on the BetQL Network. All right, so we have to finalize a couple things. But your picks, which you guys, I mean, that segment there, I mean, that was workshopping. You got a couple, I think, two or three?
Maybe I think we got three solid ones in Carolina, Vegas, okay, and San Francisco. We will tweet out the entire card. You can find it on Twitter, at BetQL Daily. Make sure you're following us. We'll tweet that out on Saturday. And I always tweet out the consensus picks in the contest. I always find that to be interesting. But, yeah, we'll do that. We'll do that. Because I basically
think
we have four or five teams for two spots, and we want to check out those final injury reports today.
All right. Sounds good. And then the show survivor pick before we go around the horn here. Is this one Browns, or are we thinking one of the other big favorites?
So the options are Green Bay, Cleveland, and what's the one I'm missing?
Tampa Bay.
Okay. So remember, Christmas week, there's a game on the 23rd and two games on Christmas Day. The Browns play on Christmas Day. You have to, if you get that far, you have to pick a team that plays on those 2 days. So there's three games. Do we want to burn Cleveland now is the question. Or Green Bay. They play each other on Christmas Day.
Where's the game?
Lambeau.
In Green.
So we're never going to take Cleveland in that game, right? Unless Aaron Rodgers is out anyways.
Right.
So
right.
You're
and then you would think, I would think that's a Green, that feels like a Green Bay play that day, unless, like you said, there's a significant injury.
Cleveland?
I think Cleveland.
Paul, you think Cleveland?
Cleveland's not going to 0-2 with a home loss to the Browns. I mean, to the Texans.
Right. Aaron?
Aaron, are you going to Cleveland?
I like the Browns.
Okay.
Browns.
Let's not overthink it. Last week we hit the Rams. We didn't overthink it.
Right. You have to have options for those days. But the point is, even if you have them as an option, you're not picking the Browns to go to Lambeau and win straight up.
Right.
Most likely. So,
right. Yeah, no, I can't imagine we would do that. All right. So we got it locked in. Browns, the show, survivor pick. Joel, you want to start us off? Lightning bets for the weekend?
Sure. I was on it earlier. See, these picks I like, this is scary because the picks I like, the market is going against me. So I liked San Francisco when it was 3.5. So I like it at 3, of course, but the market is going against me. So what am I missing? We'll find out what I'm missing on Sunday. We got the Niners -3, and I'm going with Vegas. I'm not worried about all these trends that are out there about Gruden and West Coast to East Coast and all that stuff. I'm going to roll with the Raiders. I mean, when you talk about stuff getting baked into lines, this is a perfect example because the Steelers should not be favored by 6. And Joe G, you said some spots are going to 6.5 now?
Yeah, FanDuel has it at 6.5 as we speak.
Okay. Give me the 6.5. I don't think they'll go to 7, but I'm going to take the Raiders, and I'm going to take the Niners. And there are a few college football games that interest me. Notre Dame-Purdue, I'm going over 48, like that one. Michigan State getting 6.5 points at Miami. I'm going to go with Sparty, and their strong running game fading Derek King there. And Bama-Florida, I'm going to play the over. Bama, Florida over. Let's check. It was 59.5. That one should be fun. A clash of two top 10 teams.
All right. Joe's got his picks in. Aaron, what are you thinking for the weekend?
All right. So I'm going to do a three-leg parlay. All money line. Okay. Rams, Browns, and Buccaneers +601. And then I already got Steelers -5.5. Like I've said before, I just don't see the Raiders on this short week traveling to Pittsburgh. I think it's a dangerous spot for them to be in. They could have lost that game on Monday night. So I just don't see them beating the Steelers. And Big Ben, even though, you know, good point, not the player he used to be. I don't really love Derek Carr though either. I do like Mike Tomlin. I think he's a great coach. So I decided to lay the points with the Steelers. Patriots, I have a hard time believing Bill Belichick's going to start the season 0-2. I just can't see that happening. So I like the Patriots. And then in terms of the dogs that I really like the Bengals and the Eagles. And then in terms of, I was debating doing a bigger parlay, like a 6 or 7 leg parlay.
On your parlay, I think you plugged in against the spread and not money line. There's no way it's 6-1. Yeah.
Oh my God, you're right. I did.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
I was like, wait a second. So I got to make that bet. No problem. It's with those three, it's about -200.
So that's, yeah. I said money line. I'm so glad you caught that. I'm sorry. Yes, it is against the spread. So it is +600 or +601. Thank you for correcting me on that, because yep, that is a huge difference.
Yes. I was like, wait, how many thousands can I bet on that game?
Yeah, no, right.
Just to win outright. Was there anything else?
Any more, Aaron? Are you good?
Yes.
Okay. So there are Aaron's bets for week two. All right. I've got three NFL games. I like two NFL games I like a lot, and then we'll go with some sides and a college game. So, first game, look, the fade Carson Wentz tour will continue until it goes off the rails. Rams -3.5 on Sunday in Indianapolis. I understand it's another home dog for the Colts, and Sharps might be on this one.
Yeah.
Colts are in a bad way, and the Rams look like they're going to be rolling to start this season. Rams -3.5 at the Colts. I just don't think the Colts could score enough to keep this game close. Second game feels like kind of a show consensus this week. I do love the Panthers +3.5. I think it's a good play for you guys with the five picks. At home, Lattimore out. Robbie Anderson will make a play or two down the field. Two quarterbacks I can't yet trust. They played well in week one. I'll just take the points with the home team. Carolina gets off to a good start. Panthers +3.5 points at home. Let's go with the Falcons team total over 20. I think it's the biggest overreaction to assume the Falcons aren't going to score points, that Arthur Smith is a bum, that Matt Ryan is completely cooked, that Pitts is this or that. Like, it was one week, one weird week. They had some penalties. I think the Falcons will put points up, even if it's at the end and the Bucs are up a bunch. They'll get over 20 points. Falcons over 20 points team total. A couple props. Dak and Herbert in the Cowboys-Chargers game both go over 1.5 passing touchdowns. That feels way too easy. Way too easy. Over 1.5 touchdowns. And then we're going to go in college football. Alabama. Joe, you took the over in the game.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Alabama's team total over 37.5. They get to about 40 points. I know it's Bryce Young's first road game. It's not going to matter. They're going to score. They always score. Alabama over 37.5 points. So those are my plays here as we get set for week two, a little college football. Let's bring in Jake Hassan. Jake, what do you got for us?
I'm going to start with the Cardinals-Padres game tonight. That number is at 9. I'm going to go over that. It's Michaelis and Velasquez. That's how desperate the Padres are. They picked up Vince Velasquez now, too. Jake Arrieta and Vince Velasquez. Everybody knows if you can pick those guys up, you got to do it for a playoff stretch. So I'm going over 9 in that game. It's -102 on FanDuel. So going to go there. I'm also going to go Wheeler and Walker Buehler over 6.5 strikeouts. Wheeler facing the Mets, who are obviously a disaster. And Buehler going against the Reds, who can strike out a ton, and Buehler is just not overthinking it. He's that good. 6.5 is too low for Walker Buehler. And I'm also going to take Vladdy Jr. to homer tonight against Michael Pineda. That guy is just hot, steaming garbage. And Vladdy's +320 to homer. So that feels like really good value for Vlad Jr. So not overthinking that one either. Got to take it at that value. And that's it.
Making his MVP push, Vlad Jr. A lot of people believe that he should get it over
Otani.
If he wins
the Triple Crown, I think he has to.
Really?
And Otani's not going to pitch again the rest of the season. So he's just, obviously he's a great player, but doesn't it feel like Otani stopped doing anything special 2 months ago?
That's what I'm saying.
Pam Singer gave him the MVP at the All-Star break, but he hasn't done anything in the second half. I think Vlad should steal it too.
Vlad is +950 right now.
I see 11-1.
Oof.
Wow.
Otani on FanDuel is -4,500. That's wrong.
That changed in the last couple hours. It was -7,000 and +1,100.
You're right. I noticed that
the other
day.
So it's already moving.
People are waking up like that. Maybe, just maybe, we can't just say this is over yet. Like, it just felt like Tatis and Otani won the MVPs 2 months ago, and they've done nothing since.
that moved in the last two hours.
All right, Paul, what are you thinking?
Okay, so we are keen in the Panthers at home.
You want to bet that game so bad. You want to bet that game no matter what.
I think that defense flies around against the Saints. I think Jameis might fall into his old ways without his center. Everything's got to be perfect for Jameis. Like, some new stuff going on. So let's go Panthers plus 3.5. We'll consider the money line there. And this is so gross, but I'm doing it. Bears minus 2.5. David Montgomery game, Akeem Hicks game. I'm not saying we got to do it for the contest, but I'm going to do it. This one's for you, Jake, as you look just disgusted.
I don't want it. Keep it.
No, don't worry. Fields comes in, saves the day, so there's no looking back.
Is he, though?
That concerns me more than anything, that they actually win with Dalton, because then he's definitely starting in week three.
They were top three in early down success rate against the Rams. I mean, they moved the ball. They didn't, like, it's Andy Dalton. It stinks. But, yeah, give me a couple big plays from Justin Fields. They were just warming up the car in the first game.
And A-Rob.
My roommate is going to this game, and he's pre-mad already.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
I just feel like there's a lot of – you guys are jumping through a lot of hoops to find a way for the Bears to beat the Bengals at home. Justin Fields has got to come in. Like, the Bears couldn't make one big play last week. Are we sure?
Are the Bengals good? Answer me that. Are the Bengals good? I don't think they're good. No. I don't think they're good.
Are they decent?
It's two aggressively mediocre teams.
Yeah. That's fair. So, I mean, you have two of the worst coaches calling plays in this game. Again, the entire NFL, Zach Taylor, Matt Nagy.
What if you did just a coach swap?
Everyone's mad after this game. That's my prediction. Everyone. Bears fans, Bengals fans, anyone watching the game on Red Zone, everyone's mad.
Me Jake, too when boo- it lands the, on two.
The boos are going to happen like in the first minute, right?
Immediately. Yeah, first incomplete pass.
We're waiting for it. I can't wait.
But didn't Fields tell everyone not to boo Dalton in the summer?
They're going
to
ignore him.
Because Chicago fans are notoriously reasonable.
That's what they say. All right, fun week this week. We're back on Monday to break it all down. Everyone, good luck with all the bets. Good luck with your wagers this weekend. And we'll tweet out the final five picks for Joe and Paul. For Aaron, for Joe O, for the entire show. Jim Rome up next. Thank you for listening. For those watching on Twitch, stay tuned for the Daily Tip right here on the BetQL Network.